The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today. Around the world, languages are different and cultures will vary, but heartache is universal.
You absolutely feel like your heart is broken in two, and if God doesn't fix it, you can't make it. But you know, the beautiful thing is God does fix us. He does heal our hearts.
Next on Life Today.
It is such a privilege to share these moments with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I thank you for watching Life Today. Betty, I want to just have a little one-on-one for just a minute with our viewers. Can I just, as though I was sitting there in the room with you, and in a sense I am, I need your undivided attention for just a moment because I want to talk to you about you. I don't really know why you happen to be tuning us in. Maybe just pause for a moment, but just hold on for more than a moment, if you will. Because I want to say to you, those of you who are regular viewers of Life Today, and if this happens to be the first time you've watched, well, just hear me out. Those of you who are regular viewers make it very clear that you appreciate Wednesdays in the Word, whether it's Beth Moore, Christine Kane, whoever, you know, teaching the Word. And so many women do watch the program during the daytime hours. Many men watch, of course, too. But a lot of ladies and women watch during the day. They just happen to be able to do that. So you appreciate that teaching. But I find that many of you watch because you know that we're going to share someone's story, journey, or insight, or the dynamic changes that have occurred in their life that produce so much hope and inspiration for you. So you really appreciate that. And you seem to appreciate the fact that we have a very legitimate interest. Betty and I do. We have a legitimate interest in you, the viewers. We have a very real concern for people who are struggling, as you can see, when we emphasize missions. And you look in with us, but you don't look away. You look in and you pray. And you ask God, what is your part? You're saying it. You may not say it out loud, but I want to know my part in your heart, God. Because when we find our part in the heart of God, we find our fit in the body and family of Christ. And when you do that, I'm telling you, it's a miracle occurs. You begin to express not only the heart of God and the will of God, but the love of God. And it produces eternal results. It makes an eternal kingdom impact. And so I want you to hear my thanks. Thanks that you've heard me even this far. Thank you that you come and you watch to be helped, to be inspired, to be encouraged, to see what's going on in someone else's life. But if you follow us, you know that as surely as the eyes of God and the heart of God is focused on you like a loving father, a perfect father, wanting the best for you and not only desiring it for you, but knowing how to deliver. Not only deliver you from evil, but lead you into the freedom of promised land living. So if God thinks that way and we love Him, then we're going to begin to think that way toward others. So what we're going to ask you to do right now, we're going to ask you to see through the eyes of God, the eyes of Jesus, and we're going to ask you to say, God, what will you have me do? Betty, if our viewers, and so many of them seem to do it, ever capture the concept of fulfilling the will and purpose of God, that's when life becomes an overflow of joy, unspeakable, and glory and peace.
It is, James. And if we can understand that part of that, a big part of that fulfillment that God wants to put in our lives is when we reach out to others. We reach out and we see that hurt and that pain, and we see the disappointment in lives of people and the emptiness. Well, our heart, the heart of God, wants to say, guess what? There's hope, and it's in Jesus Christ.
I want you to look at the scene that would perhaps be an answer to some of your requests when you said, I wish we could go to the mission fields. And the missionaries say, please tell them not to come over here. We don't have time to take care of Americans or Canadians or Australians who have to be cared for. Well, we're busy. Tell them to send the cost of the ticket overseas to help us do what we're doing. Because we're in place and we need your prayers and support. But you've said, I wish I could just kind of see and maybe experience and feel what's going on. All right, just take a real quick little journey. But let's remember this, we're journeying with a purpose. We have been left here not only by divine assignment with a great commission, but on a divinely designed mission for the glory and purpose of God to the benefit of people. I mean, when you bless others, I mean, when you can really see something happen, I mean, you say, Betty, I say it and I'm glad to say it. We pray over every St. Jude appeal. We look at those little children struggling with cancer and we want them to find a cure. We want them well. And you do too. Well, we got the cure. I mean, we got the perfect cure. But see what happens as our missionaries mingle with the people and what they feel in their hearts. See if you don't identify with them. Watch closely.
I have the privilege on occasion of being a part of the Life Outreach Mission Team. It's always a reminder of the awesome responsibility that we have of learning about and documenting the lives of precious people who have really great needs. And without fail, we discover struggling families, particularly mothers and their children, as they unfold their stories about the lack of basic necessities, waterborne illnesses, hopelessness, and oftentimes, even death. These stories capture not only the heart of thousands of the friends of life, but each one of our hearts as we go about our work.
We've sat with mothers who have lost their children. We've sat next to grave sites and wept with these families that feel so incredibly hopeless. I mean, the suffering is so great and it's so deep, and I've seen their very source of water that is actually the source that's killing them and their children and their families.
During these fact-finding missions, our teams are able to offer comfort to the mothers and their children through prayer and expressions of love. But the only way hope can be renewed in these mothers' hearts and in the lives of their precious children is if we have the resources to put our words of love into actions by providing them with clean, fresh drinking water that they so desperately need.
What goes on in your heart as you watch our wonderful workers do the things we've done for so many years in so many places? What goes on?
You know, it's just amazing. And God calls us all to different aspects of His kingdom and what He wants us to do. And the peace that the missionaries have when they're ministering over there and when they're fulfilling the needs of the children and all the people that are hurting so bad and dying, and they're holding them and they're reaching out to them. Well, that's because we've all reached out to help the missionaries do what God's called them to do. But James, I saw that mother, and the thing that made me so sad was she said, I try not to think about my children that I've lost because the pain is so unbearable. I try not to think about them. And you know, I understand that because we lost our daughter, but we had 40 beautiful years with her and we have some beautiful memories. She doesn't have any beautiful memories of her babies that she lost. They were so young, and she didn't have an opportunity to see them grow up and to nurture them and to enjoy them as a parent does when their children are growing. So that's what broke my heart, James. I thought, we have to do something about that, and we can.
Well, we can. We've got the perfect cure. It's just like I said when I referenced the little St. Jude children. If we could get that perfect cure, we would, and we've got it. And in this instance, it's actually, it's just clean water. And the thing about it is, for these areas, these villages and communities, it's so doable. The water is so accessible. And we can actually, in many instances, drill in a matter of days. There have been some occasions where there was such good water, maybe 200 feet, 300 feet down, and it was a good stream of water. It was a great source. And there was no need to go any deeper. I mean, and a miracle occurs in short order. And we've picked 500 sites for miracles. And the miracle is that we've got the equipment that viewers paid for, the drilling rigs. We've got the workers ready to go with them. We need all the resources to move them about. Diesel fuel overseas is not inexpensive. And all of the drilling pipe, everything keeps going up. And some of you wondered, how do you all keep it so level? Well, you'd be amazed at all the effort it takes on the part of the missionaries and everybody else to keep it stable. Because sometimes we go into kind of shock effect. What if we had to tell the people suddenly that the wells are now $6,000? We're thinking, dear God. Well, we remember when we had to move from 3,600 to 4,800, it was just like, Lord, please. And you are amazing. I mean, you talk about amazing grace. It's not just the grace of God. You spill it out. And we're asking you to do it right now. We're asking every one of you watching to please go to the online, wherever it is, whether it's a iPad or a laptop or a desktop, go to lifetoday.org, get your bank card, and say, I'm going to help drill water today. If you can drill a well, I believe you'll do it. They're 4,800. You give a large portion of that well, 12 or 2,400. Others will join you. But $48, 10 people water for the rest of their life. And $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. So there is a level. There is a level at which every one of us can help. Would you right now go to the phone? Would you take your bank card, use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. Let me just show you what we're going to send you to say thank you, because I think you're moving already to the site. You're getting your card. We're going to send you a devotional guide 365 days of the year. And so you've got all the different seasons of the year. And here's what we want to do. We want to help you get in the Word and get the Word in you. The names of Jesus pens, they're absolutely beautiful. We want to send them to you. And the Thomas Kincaid painting, Forest Chapel. It's beautiful. It is a very large picture. And it will be so beautiful. It's a canvas. It'll be beautiful displayed in your home. It's a conversation piece. People say, oh, that's beautiful. Where'd you get it? I gave water. Tell others. Tell them what you enjoy doing. But we're asking you right now, you make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, you'll receive the Every Day a New Day devotional. Broken out into the 4 seasons of the year, this daily devotional features scriptures, inspirational thoughts, a Bible reading plan, and a place for you to journal each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Names of Jesus pen set, one inscribed with the names of Jesus found in Scripture, and the other reflecting the gifts of the Spirit. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, we marvel at the love of God. It's really expressed so freely through the viewers of Life Today. Thank you. Even as you're thinking about the gift or you're in the process of making it, I want you to look at something that's difficult to look at. But I want you to look because you really do hold the perfect cure. You really do. Watch closely and you'll see what I mean.
មានគេបោកខោអាវគោក៏បីមួយគេលាងដៃលាងជើងបោកខោអាវហើយខ្ញុំផឹកក៏នឹងមួយទឹកកូនក៏នឹងដាំបាយក៏នឹងខ្លាចកូនឈឺស lại cô nó những cái ngày cô những sẽ lạc đầu nữa. Nhưng mà lòng nó nấp cô, nhưng mà lời. Không ơ đó gì chứ, ai cũng click cô, nó click up mà tiệt. Nó ta nấp cô, nó ta nghiên ta ớt nô cô, nó lấy chết. Tại cô, nó cũng sạp nó, cô nhóm sẽ lạc đầu nữa.
I understand pain well, and I understand loss well. And I know what that feels like to just... like you're dying inside because there's nothing you can do to change what's happened in your life. I think that's why I'm here at this moment. I feel like this is why God has called me here even at this moment to ask you if it would be you, if you'd be the one to help her. Will make a huge difference in the lives of this precious woman, her children, other families in this village and villages all around the world. We could come in here and drill them a well that would give them water for life. It'll change everything in a moment's time. Please don't hesitate. Don't wait any longer. We need your help.
I hope that you're able to handle the weeping. You know, here's the thing I want you to understand about just having your heart devastated by loss. People don't need a sermon. They really need a shoulder. And some of the greatest healing I have experienced for pain in our own life is somebody's look. They just looked at me, and you knew they cared.
Well, there's something about the loss of a loved one that you absolutely feel like your heart is broken in two. And if God doesn't fix it, you can't make it. But you know, the beautiful thing is God does fix us. He does heal our hearts. This woman's crying out for a healed heart, but also that no more death will come to her precious children that she loved so much her whole life. And we need to do something about it. We can. This is something that we can do something about by drilling the water wells. I hope your hearts have been broken for this precious woman that loves her children so much.
She's just a representative of so many. I don't really need to add anything to what Betty said. God, you move people's hearts and move their hands, not only in harmony with their heart or even the heart of that woman and others who suffer, but let their hands move in harmony with your heart and do your will.
Amen.
We will never apologize for asking you to help heal a broken heart. Become a shoulder. The missionaries and relief workers that are there, they are just like you saw there. She couldn't contain herself, the mother. And Tammy's trying to let you know how we can be a vehicle, a way, a means of stopping the continual cycle of death. But then she's holding not just a weeping person, she is literally holding a broken heart. And I think, Betty, we move beyond holding the heart to healing the heart by showing them the possibilities for the future, that they are going to be able to give children in their area, not just their family, but in their area, they're going to be able to have clean water. Isn't that a simple thing? Why would Jesus say, if you just give a cup of water in my name? If you just give a cup of water, how insignificant and yet so significant. You won't lose your reward. And boy, I'm telling you, the people that do this, and in our own lives, the blessings of God are indescribable, and I have never given to get. I give to give. I give to bless. But God just says, I can see your heart, and I'm going to enable you to do what I put in your heart. It may be small or meager, but it's big in the kingdom. It's a forever gift. So please go online, lifetoday.org, would you? Or dial that number and take your bank card. Make the very best gift you can, please. If you could possibly give a well, do so. Or a part of a well. Or $48. Whatever you can do. Thank you for making that gift. Thank you for healing broken hearts and giving people a chance.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, you'll receive the Every Day a New Day devotional. Broken out into the 4 seasons of the year, this daily devotional features scriptures, inspirational thoughts, a Bible reading plan, and a place for you to journal each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Names of Jesus pen set, one inscribed with the names of Jesus found in Scripture, and the other reflecting the gifts of the Spirit. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Today is a great day of celebration at Life Outreach. The water is coming up. The kids are cheering. We were just able to drill in this village today. For about 3 days, they've been drilling. They finally struck water. And I'd say within somewhere about a half an hour, that water will be just as clear as it can be coming out of somebody's faucet back home.
This water well will transform the lives of these children and their families forever. Yet thousands of miles away, these children are not so fortunate.
This is where they get the drinking this water, have you?
Oh, wow.
This child is one of the nearly 800 million people who lack access to clean drinking water. And if that doesn't change, he could become one of the children who die every year from having to drink unclean water. But there is hope for this child and others like him around the world. For such a devastating problem, a clean water well offers a profoundly simple solution. And a promise for a better, brighter future.
So please go to your phones, go to the website, whatever's the most convenient, and give that generous gift today, because it's through the generosity of people's giving that lives here can be changed forever. You will provide clean drinking water that they so desperately need. God bless.
Betty and I, from the depth of our heart, want to say thank you. I hope you will get the Names of Jesus pens. There's two of them. that come in beautifully packaged, the devotional book, the Thomas Kincaid Forest Chapel canvas. I just really, and by the way, sometimes, and I've told you this, even when we're making appeal, but it could be a crisis in the world, or what we're talking about now, 80% of the calls, this rarely varies, will still be today. Somebody say, pray for me. And it may be someone that lost a loved one. They need a shoulder. They just need someone to care. If you get a busy, you say, well, I'll wait a few minutes and I'm calling. I'm not going to fail to get through. I am going to help. I'm going to give a cup of water or a well or whatever I can do. Be determined. And just pray that God will meet the challenges that we have through love. I wish I could give you a hug. I really do. Maybe you'd need to lay your head on my shoulder a minute and say, just hold me a second. And I would want to. But what you've done today by giving water, you've given more than a shoulder. You've just given a holy hug, holding on to people with the love of God inspiring you and moving you to share like that. And we want to thank you for it. Father, thank you for blessing everyone who chose to bless. Thank you for what you do in people's hearts that is so beautiful to see. Thank you for the viewers of life today and everyone who helped. And bless the people we're reaching out to give them water for life so they can come to know the water of life, to know you. In Jesus' name. I want to remind you, this is the last day. And I know a lot of times people say, man, I'm going to help. Well, this is the last day in this emphasis for water for life for this year. And we really do need some help. You know, I've prayed many times, Lord, I wish you'd just give such an outpouring we could call the drilling rigs and missionaries and say, find 10 more places to go. Find them. God's people have given exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we ever hoped or asked for. And I pray that same thing for you. This last day, we pray we'll hear from you. You get a busy, you be determined, and you get through for the glory of God and the benefit of others. I love you, honey. And I love our viewers. And we say, God bless you big time.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.